Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to part 34 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chofetz Chaim continues on the topic of confidentiality, and although the Chofetz Chaim strongly rejected the concept that simply because three people know about something, so it's become public information and you'd be allowed to speak, the Chafetz Chaim says the parameters for that are very limited, if it applies at all. But there is an application of Ape Telasa where three people were informed of something and therefore it loses its confidentiality quality. And that would be the case im echad gila lachaveiro ba'ape telasa, where the person who is personally affected by the information is the one who did the talking in front of three people and did not caution them to keep it quiet. In such a case, devarim asher bistama osur achakach legalos la'acher, same information which would normally not be permitted to be told to somebody else because you could imagine that some damage might come to the person if this became public information. Ra'inu she'eno choshesh loze. But if he stands up in front of three people, which is semi-public, and says the information without cautioning them that they're supposed to keep it quiet, then if he did not indicate that he wants it kept quiet, you would be allowed to retell that information. So in our case of a businessman, he reveals in front of three people that he has a loss. He lost $1 million. He lost $1 billion. Got to have a lot of money to start off with to lose $1 billion. And still be talking about it, but he revealed this information and he has no stated restriction about it, then the person would be allowed to repeat that information and does not have to be concerned because the person himself is talking about it and does not seem concerned. We'll go into the commentary in a moment, but before we do, there's one thought-provoking case that I'd like to raise, and that is the issue of shidduchim. Sometimes a person makes a comment about themselves, about their past behavior, for example, and they say it in public. They say it at a Shabbos table, and they really have no restraint, and they don't caution people, don't repeat this. If you ask them, can I repeat it? They might even say, who cares? I don't hide things. But in reality, repeating this information could do damage to the family because according to the social norms that they are now in an observant community, it could affect shidduchim, it could affect themselves and the way they're accepted in the community, or other ramifications. And it would seem to me that even if the person himself doesn't care, we might actually care, and it may indeed be something that we're not supposed to publicize. Now, the Be'er Mayim Chaim observes that if something was told that does not have any negative ramifications that we can imagine, it's devarim shel ma bekach. It's just information. But the person told it to you privately. Are you allowed to repeat it or not? And he brings a Gemara in Yuma that says, minayim la'omer chaveiro. How do you know that a person who told his friend something privately, that you're not allowed to just repeat it, even if it has no negative consequences? The Gemara seems to say you're not allowed to repeat it, because we find by Hashem and Moshe that Hashem had to tell Moshe to repeat it. Otherwise, he would not be allowed to repeat it to the Jewish people. And the Gemara seems to indicate you don't have permission to repeat things, even if no damage would come to the teller of the information. Hashem certainly has nothing to lose if you reveal Torah. But Moshe is not allowed to repeat it, unless he's told to. And the Chafetz Chaim learns this in two different ways. One way he learns is that it's simply a hanhaga tova, a nice behavior to get used to. But if there's really no ramification to the information you were told, if the person didn't question you, maybe they know there is a negative ramification. But if it's just things, you would not be restricted, except because of anhaga tova. It's a good habit to get into. Don't be a talebearer, because sometime you're going to be relating the information, and it will have ramifications. The second approach, though, which the Chafetz Chaim writes, is an eye-opener to all kinds of cases. Chafetz Chaim says, Hashem brought Moshe into the privacy of the Ohel Moed to talk with him biyichidi, privately. And the voice of Hashem was lo nishmachutz, was not heard by the people outside. And therefore, the indicators are there that he was saying it privately, even if he didn't make a special confidentiality statement request, you're still going to be restricted in repeating it because the circumstances indicate that it's a private thing. But, the Chafetz Chaim says, according to this approach, if a person said something in public, meaning in the public area, even if only one person was hearing, and there's no reason that you could possibly believe that any negative consequences will come from this information being revealed, it was just a conversation. So then, according to the second approach, you really are allowed to relate that information by way of conversation to another person. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.